Good Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It is Rosie on the house as we get out in the backyard and get our sprinklers going and check our lawn.
Better be turning your sprinklers off if you live in the north part of town.
I can't tell you how many. I should have kept a tally sheet of all the sprinklers I saw running. I mean, they're just on timers. If people aren't home, the rain's coming down. And it's
I'll cut them some slack yesterday if it was happening during or prior to or just prior after. But if you got home last night and found your yard underwater in some cases, I think you can turn your sprinklers off for a while. I had in northeast Phoenix, Bell and Scottsdale Road, about an inch and a half, just a little further north than that, towards Pinnacle Peak, reports of upwards of 3 inches
yes.
of rain. I was at a meeting, though, in Gilbert. Nada. Not a drop.
We got...
So it really depends on where you were as to what you got. But if you got an inch to 2 inches of rain, you're good for about a week on your landscape here. Turn it off.
There were sprinkles at my house. I get to the pavement. There's ponded water everywhere. And for an hour into the office, on and off, just... massive rain that would slow traffic down to 20 miles an hour and you couldn't see and you couldn't hear the radio. It was so loud on the top of the roof, and then it'd be clear blue skies and then it'd be rain and then clear blue skies. So it definitely wasn't a blanketed.
Which is very typical of our monsoon storms. They're, you know, next week Gilbert Chandler might get it all and we won't get any. So it kind of shares it around some.
That's Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. If you'd like to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. You'll be behind Virginia calling in from Tucson. He'll start us out this morning. But before we get to her, aside from the rain, what is our garden tasks for the week?
Everything's nitrogen charged.
Yeah. Well,
when that storm moved through, they recorded 1,300 lightning strikes in an hour.
Yeah, it was
ground
it was
strikes.
Active. It was active.
And some nitrogen. Huh?
Well, and the night before that, we had, you know, depending on where it, you know, this last whole week. You know, off and on during the week, there was quite a bit of electrical activity in the atmosphere with some rainfall. So you can just see things green up. You know, it's pretty amazing. So we've been talking the last couple of weeks about getting fall gardens ready. Boy, if you are in an area where you had some rain, this would be a great day to turn that soil over, work in some organic material, maybe start cheating a little bit and fertilizing a little early on your citrus feeding. Labor Day is only a few weeks away, which is our next.
The ground's wet. Great time to.
Right. Good time to get fertilizer on. So lots of things to do. And I have been contacted and called, and I do go out and consult with people in their landscapes. And there are a lot of concerned people about the status of their landscapes right now because of the amount of sunburn foliage on plants. It's been that kind of summer. And even folks that are watering pretty correctly have some damage. So this is a great time to kind of evaluate. Some of that is just what I would call superficial. They're sunburned. Leave them alone. They'll be okay. And some things is just bringing out the weakness or the fact that maybe that was the wrong plant in the wrong place. In your landscape. So this is a great time to evaluate, start looking at things in the yard that may or may not come back. Maybe it's okay. I kind of liken it to back east in the winter. Things kind of look bad and they freeze down and they cut them back and they come back. Sometimes the same thing with heat. Certain plants will get a little sunburn on them. They're going to be okay. Rose bushes, for instance, can look pretty beat up, pretty nasty, pretty bad. But, you know, you let this... some of this moisture and humidity kick in. The days start getting shorter. About mid-September, you go in and kind of clean them up, do a little tidy pruning on them. You feed them, and boy, they bounce right back. So it's a great time to evaluate. If you need help evaluating, that is a service we provide. But as we get into fall, which is the best time to plant here, frankly, plants that were planted in the fall are going to withstand this hot summer weather a lot better than plants that are just tried to establish, especially in late spring, like April, May, that can sometimes have a hard time. So if you've got high energy bills and you need to shade some windows, plant a tree. There's the best time to do it was a long time ago. The next best time to do it is today. The faster you can get trees in the ground and get them growing, the more shade they provide. The best way to reduce your electrical bill is to get some shade on those windows and walls. So,
and if you do have a south wall and you don't have room for a tree, a trellis with a vine across the back will do just the same.
Anything to shade. Yep. Shade's at a premium right now.
1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation as we start this hour in Tucson with Virginia. Good morning, ma'am. I can hear. Do
we hear birds. It sounds like a nice garden setting.
Okay. Well, we will try and come back to her in a moment. We'll jump to Queen Creek real quick and bring in our next caller. I don't have it. Oh, Tim. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm living a dream.
That's good. hopefully it's not a nightmare.
Exactly.
Your question, sir.
I've got two purple plum trees in my front yard at my house, both on the same side of the house. They're both about 3 years old, planted as 24-inch boxes kind of up near the house. The house that's on the north side of the house, so it's getting some sun right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, they're getting the same water, same system, everything. One of them has almost tripled in size. The other one is kind of staying the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 weeks ago, the big one lost all of its leaves.
The one that was seemingly doing the best lost all its leaves.
Correct. There are a couple shoots coming out, like it's trying to rebloom, but there's not really a leaf on it.
Hmm.
And the small one is still completely full.
Well, purple leaf plums are one. Is the area they're in grass, gravel, dirt, granite? What surrounds them?
Gravel.
Okay.
They do have a well around them, probably 2.5 to 3 feet wide.
And what's inside the well?
Nothing, just dirt.
Just dirt. Okay. Well, the first thing I'd do is go make that well a lot bigger, at least as close to as big as the canopy of the tree as you could.
Okay.
And I'd get some shredded bark mulch or some type of organic mulch and put it inside that well up against the tree to try and cool down the roots, cool the soil down, hold moisture around that tree. You know, that tree is not a desert-adapted tree. They do much better in areas that probably are lawns or grass areas. So I would try and kind of cool, shade the soil down, keep them from drying out as quickly, and see if that doesn't help. Maybe add a little gypsum as well. But long, deep, slow irrigations, not too frequently. And on the one that doesn't have any leaves, hope for the best. You'd have to almost ascertain that was some type of heat stress that occurred, you know, because it occurred, you know, a couple of weeks ago, right when we were right in the throes of, you know, those awful temperatures that we were having without any relief from rain or clouds.
Those wells, they are up near the house, so those wells are pretty much shaded all the time.
And
they don't even get full sun.
Okay. Are you in one of the newer subdivisions, or are you on an old irrigated lot?
Newer subdivision.
How do you water them? How often? How long? How deep?
Right now, well, I've actually kind of screwed up when I did my initial design, and everything's on the same system, including flowers. So right now, there's two drip lines on there, and they're going 30 minutes every day.
Okay. Shall we address that when we get back?
Oh, you have time.
Oh, we have time. Okay. Well, that could be part of your problem, that everyday watering, keeping that top layer of that soil kind of, you know, constantly wet. Those trees, I would probably take those drippers, cap them, and hand water those trees maybe once or twice a week for several hours. Give them a good, deep soil soaking. I still, regardless of the sun exposure on those wells, I'd get some compost or mulch or bark around them, and I would cap the drippers to those trees. And just, you know, if you're only talking two trees and you're only talking once or twice a week, not a big deal to run a hose out there and give them a good 4 or 5 hour drink, each one of them.
And sometimes you will see where there's some really old established irrigated properties like you'll find in Queen Creek or out in Levine or Waddell, and then a new subdivision in close. They'll see something they like on one of those old ones and try and put it into gravel. And it's just, it's a completely different scenario. You may only be across the street, but like you said, the shade canopy that exists there.
Go walk across a grass lawn in your bare feet, and then go walk across rock in your bare feet in the middle of the day this time of year.
Kind of
see the temperature of the soil.
So there you go, Tim. Hope that helps, and good luck with those purple plum trees. They are pretty when they're mature and in bloom.
You bet. They're a gorgeous tree, but they've got to be in the right place. Again, right plant in the right place is really critical.
Let's see if we can try Virginia again in Tucson. Do we have you? Good morning, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big pots in the backyard. Basically, they all have lantana. And, of course, you know, with all that rain, they got such a soaking. I'm sorry. And now my plants seem to be dying, and they're still wet. I just went out and checked them.
Well, they could be getting too much water. If you've had a lot of rain and you're still have an irrigation system or you're watering them in pots that may not be draining as well, it could be a problem with drainage, with water not running through the pot. It's so you've got this big saturated cistern of water, and those plants are probably drowning. That would be my guess.
And that wouldn't matter if it was a vinca or a lantana or a whatever.
No, sometimes with those pots, what we found is you have to go in, find the, you know, actually tip them over and kind of ream out the bottom of that drainage hole to get them to start draining again, especially if they're sitting flat on a surface. They will actually seal off and quit draining at times. So maybe even find a way to get the pot up. They make these little pot feet you can put under a pot or between your pot and your saucer, so that you have a little space for air, so that the water will run through the pot, so that you won't get a sealed off occurrence right at the base there. And then they just, especially this time of year, you get one good heavy rain, and then you continue to water, and they're full of water.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. You can text questions to 411-923. Email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. When we get back, we have Chris Sabrizi of Corona Tools talking about their pretty clever little addition they added to the wheelbarrow.